Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmash from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Let's talk about some of the efforts to reach consumers.
Yes, the Oklahoma Beef Council promotional efforts in 2024 included an 11-month digital marketing campaign with the goal of inspiring and educating consumers in Oklahoma about the value of beef while reminding them to choose it for their next meal. With a strong emphasis on connected TV, the Oklahoma Beef Council showed ads on live sports, including Oklahoma Bowl games and the 2024 Summer Games in Paris. Overall, the campaign reached Oklahoma's consumers 20 million times. Additionally, the Oklahoma Beef Council also participated in a 6-week national e-commerce promotion targeting Oklahoma consumers with a national retailer during February Heart Month and March Nutrition Month. The campaign resulted in $2.25 million in traceable and attributable beef sales with a return on investment of $225 for every Oklahoma dollar invested in the campaign. To learn more about Beef Checkoff promotional efforts in Oklahoma, the U.S., and around the world, sign up for the Drive newsletter at driving.com. Manforbeef.com.
Well, opening up the big event for the Oklahoma Local Ag Summit was Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. I had the chance to catch up with him after his opening session to talk a little bit about the future of agritourism in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. I don't know if we've ever had more momentum than we have right now of young and old. People want to know where their food's coming from, where their food's grown, and what they're eating. And that's good for these small business owners. It's good for our agritourism industry as well, which is a very fast-growing cottage industry inside our tourism department as a whole. One of the more popular tourism attractions that people are looking for today is something that they can do on a farm or a ranch. So again, that is good for these small business owners that are here, these agricultural entrepreneurs, as I call them, because that's what they are. And what I need politicians to understand too is that the next generation is going to demand these products, and they're going to choose to live in communities where people support these products and businesses, and that is going to be a revolution in this country in future decades, and politicians got to get on board with it.
Well, 86,000 farms here in Oklahoma, and you were reminding all these folks today, make sure your legislators know what's important to you.
Absolutely. If you don't know who your state rep and state senator are, if you haven't invited them to your farming or ranching operation, then you're not doing it right. And if they say no, then that might tell you that it may be time for some new representation. Agriculture is still the backbone here in the state of Oklahoma with oil and gas and a few other industries. We're number 4 in the country in the amount of farms still, and that's good, but we need a whole lot more. A whole lot more to feed the world. We're going to need to have more farms, not less farms, and that could mean 1 acre. Doesn't mean 10,000 acres with a huge ranching operation. It could be a couple acres.
To hear my complete conversation with Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at our latest Oklahoma drought monitor. Extreme drought or worse conditions at 0%. Exceptional drought also at 0%. Severe drought or worse conditions unchanged from last week's 0.33%. Moderate drought or worse also unchanged from 5.24%. That's from January the 16th. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions also unchanged from 26.11 since last week. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, Western Panhandle about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through February the 8th. Western Corridor of Oklahoma near normal chances of rain. And then Central and East Central of Oklahoma about a 33 to 40% chance of rain, while Northwest Oklahoma about a 40 to 50% chance of rain through that February the 8th date. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.